Okay, so we are in Perakei, Mishnah Aleph, and we are introducing the Perak, the Mishnah, with and we started already yesterday with the fundamental some of the fundamentals of Reb Chaim Volozhiner's whole hashkafa in general. Okay, and he was putting it into the Mishnah, and basically the fundamental yesod he was saying is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world with no ra, no evil, but there was a little bit of evil placed in the world that the tachlis of it is that it should be destroyed. That was the purpose of evil being created. He said that's what it means, that that the purpose was nisham dam. The purpose was that the evil should be destroyed. But the evil does not exist in the higher worlds. It only exists as the world manifests itself into more physicality. Then all of a sudden, in this world, you experience evil, and the way to conquer the evil is by connecting to the neshama, because the neshama has in it all the kochos from the higher worlds. That was essentially what he was saying. But he was saying, if you really understand that, it means that a person's neshama, a yid's neshama, has in it the kochos from all the higher worlds. That's what a neshama is made of. A neshama is made of the powers of all the higher worlds. Okay? And therefore, by connecting to the neshama, a person can use that to overpower the ra. Now he gives a very, very strong, I guess you could call it a mussar, but it's an incredible concept, okay? It's on the one hand, it's very, you know, it's a huge responsibility. It's a little scary, but it's very empowering. Okay. This is on what I sent yesterday on the WhatsApp. It's the second page. Okay. So it's the second page. And it's the paragraph that starts Lachain, the bottom paragraph. So he says the following. He says, Lachain. You know what? Maybe I could pull it up on this screen. Probably put it up on this screen. I forgot that I could do that. Hold on, because I have the WhatsApp on the computer. Forgot I could do that. Okay. So he says, "V'lochein hapgam godol." When a person does an avera, okay. Therefore, when a person, I don't know why it's not working so well. Okay, when a person does an avera, he said the problem with doing an avera is that he is. Here you go. The problem with doing an avera is lachein hapgam gadol ki lo es gufo levad hu mazik rak lamayla pogim. He is being pogim lamala by bringing tuma into a yid. When a yid does an avera, he's not just affecting himself; he's affecting lamayla. Because remember, what's the neshama made up of? The neshama is made up of all the higher worlds, and into that place of all the higher worlds, he's bringing tuma. Ve'ata. Now, shiyatu levavchem lechelo v'chilu barada. I'm going to tell you something scary. Now, he doesn't get scared very easily, right? So he's telling you, I'm going to tell you something scary. Im amar yomar leish, if you would tell a person, af l'rasha, even to a wicked man, ma atzmu ma'asecha v'chata'echa, that you are a tremendously evil person. If I go up to a person and I say, you're evil, you're terrible. V'rabu l'mayla rosh michatoi titus v'nevuchanetza. And you've done worse crimes for the planet than Titus, come in, than Titus and Nebuchadnezzar. Titus destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, Sheini, and Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Beis HaMikdash Rishon. So you did worse averos for this planet than Titus and Nebuchadnezzar. Hello, Yivar Keish Hamaso. The guy would get angry at me. Allah Bizoy, you're being mevazim me, you're embarrassing me. What's your problem? Of course, that's impossible. Uvemes, however, im navin heina kenu itanu. It's true. We are worse than Titus and Nebuchadnezzar. Why? Kip gam kol ish poigem b'makum gavoa me'od. Because we, with our actions, made a pagam in a place that's higher than Nebuchadnezzar could ever touch. Because Nebuchadnezzar Titus is a guy. And the guy's neshama does not reach the neshama of the yid. So where was the guy's impact felt? What was the extent of his impact? His impact was felt in Olam Hazeh, in the lowest of all the worlds. So even if he did a bad thing, but where? How large and how much was his impact? His impact was only on this world. V'titus v'nevuchanetzar lo yigia mechata'em pagam l'mayla. Titus and Nebuchadnezzar could not affect the upper worlds. Ki af sheharsu v'ki ko, even though they destroyed Biro shel mata, the Beis HaMikdash down here, im kol zeh, but the holy temple, in the spiritual sense, in the upper worlds, was not touched by them. You know who destroyed that temple? We destroyed the temple in the upper worlds through our averus. And Titus and Nebuchadnezzar only destroyed the lower temple in this world. That's a much lesser effect, a much lesser impact on the planet of on the world of Hashem. Not only that, they were only able to destroy the Beis HaMikdash down here because of what we did up there. David HaMelech says, Yodea kemevi lamaylo b'svach eitz kardumais, sheyechoshev lam ki'ilu nagu b'kardumais b'olam esal yoinim, avu b'emesol nagu klal. He says, David HaMelech tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should consider Titus and Nebuchadnezzar as if they did something lamala, but they couldn't do anything lamala, really. So this is his first point. Unbelievable, obviously harsh point. Well, that's he's saying, and this is Roy to get you scared. So he says that an avera of a yid goes deeper than the averas of Titus and Nebuchadnezzar.
But any avera?
No, the averas that destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. The Sinas Chinam, for example. If the Sinas Chinam is the thing which destroyed the Beit HaMikdash, that means that the Sinas Chinam of the Jew did more than the destruction of the temple of Titus.
Okay.
Because his Sinas Chinam destroyed the temple in a deeper way. Okay? Think about the gears that we were talking about yesterday, right? So the Jew, when he moves a little bit of a small little gear, he's moving a huge gear up there. But the guy is not connected. So he's just sitting there playing with the little gear. He's not doing anything. Okay? Now he says another crazy thing. He says, V'chein Titus, shenichnas l'kodesh ha-kadoshim im zoyna. If you remember, the Gemara in Gittin says that Titus, in order to disgrace the Beis HaMikdash, brought a prostitute, a zona, into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and did an avera in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So it sounds like the worst possible thing that a person could do. What a bizarre. So he says, "Halo chata chet gedola asher ein lamala mizeh." That sounds like the worst possible avera you could do. Bring a zona into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and do an avera there. He says, "Avol be'emes, halo ha'adam be'atzmo." I'll give you a worse avera. He says, "What's worse than that?" He says, "What's worse than that is." How am I getting to the next page? He says, what's worse than that is, what's worse than that, how do you do this?
You're building the suspense. Definitely building the suspense.
Yeah. Avram, no, I'm not getting it. Okay, did I get it? What do I do now? I'm just gonna do it like this. Okay, there you go. Okay, so he says like this. Avol be'emes, hello ha'adam be'atzmai mekudosh kolul mikol ha'olamos. A Jew is made up of all the powers of all the upper worlds, u'mekudesh mehem. He's holier than the Beis HaMikdash, really, because he is made up of not just physicality. V'halev mekudesh yosef, dome l'kodesh HaKadoshim. What's the holiest place inside the Yid? Is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And therefore, v'zeshe amru yechavin sliba k'negra, that's why the lave has to be like opposite the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in Shemoneh Esrei. U'be'es yotzur achran levavoy. U'mifateyu lachshav machshavos znus. If a person thinks a machshava, a thought of znus, so what's he doing? He's bringing in a zona into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Because the lave is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he's bringing in, doing znus in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the upper worlds. So his thought is affecting the upper worlds more than the chait of Titus in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because he brought in a zona to his Kodesh HaKadoshim also. This is unbelievable.
This is a little rough, Rabbi.
I told you, when Reb Chaim Volozhiner says you're going to get nervous, it's not going to be easy. He doesn't get you nervous. He doesn't say too much. This is what he says. Halo yechrad ha'ish. A person should be scared. V'yale alibo. And he should really be thinking. Ki hu machnis zoyna lebeis kodshi akadoshim mamish. Kibo Titus. He's doing the same thing as Titus, if not worse. Okay? Now this is Reb Chaim Volozhiner's point. That, like I always say, right? That he's showing us the behind the scenes, right? Yeah, you think Titus is doing anything? He's a puppet. This he's the puppet in the puppet show. We're meant to go behind the scenes and see where the strings are, right? That's what we're taught in the Sefer. So he says a yid's lave is a Kodesh HaKadoshim, and a zona is the zona in the lave. And since a yid's lave is connected to a higher place, in fact, that's being pogame. That's bringing more tuma to the world than the chait of Titus. But he says on the flip side as well, by the way, through tshuva you could fix everything, because tshuva makes that your lave is connecting back to that high place. Okay, that's the power of tshuva, that it can get up to the kisei hakavod. V'altikun kol ha'olamos ramzu chazal, and this is that's the power of a person to be misakein all of the olamos. Okay, so this is the power of, now that's why, by the way, I have to read it inside, Adam, because if I wouldn't read it inside, I don't think you guys would believe me that he says this. So that's why I have to read it inside. You have to see his words, but he says it. This is what he says. And by the way, I heard from Rabbi Singer said one time, said, you know, Asar B'teves, which is not now, but it's going to be in a few months, and it's coming up in 2 months. So Asar B'teves is about that the Romans, you know, or the first Beis HaMikdash, they made the initial breach inside the Choma surrounding the Beis HaMikdash. So according to B'chaim Volozhiner, the symbolism of that is that we make a breach in our own guf, which is surrounding the lave, which is the Beis HaMikdash, and we make a breach allowing the influences from the outside to start penetrating. So the initial breach is, according to B'chaim Volozhiner, is parallel to us not keeping our protection, whole. But anyway, so this is the concept he says here. Okay, now. By the way, it was like this. That means that the deeper that the person goes in a spiritual sense, the more he's accomplishing in all the worlds. Okay, so listen to this vart. I said this vart over, I think it's an incredible vart. This vart is from Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver. Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver wrote the Hagois in the Malas HaTorah. Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver is a Talmud also of the Vilna Gaon, the same Beis Medrash, okay, the same, you know, Beis Medrash together with the Reb Chaim Volozhiner. So Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver says the following. He says, you know, Chazal say, this is a beautiful thought. I said this to a few people who knocked their socks off. The Chazal say, the Kol HaMa'avir al Midosav, Ma'avir in Lo al Kol Pshav. somebody that's mavre al midosav. Mavre al midosav literally means that someone did something to him, he lets it go. Yeah, you don't stand up for your kavod. You don't stand up for your rights. Well, you know, let some things go. Okay? So a person that's mavre al midosav, it's mavirin loy kolpshot. He loses all of his averes. So the question is how? How is that possible? Why? So Rambitzchak Eisenkover says, with all this we're saying, says the following. He says, why is it called being maver al midosav? It should be called, you're a humble guy, whatever, you know, simple guy, nachas, ruach, you know, you're easygoing. What does it mean, mavir, you pass over your midos? He says, because in the world of midos, the response is, get the guy back. Be upset. Don't let him, right? That's what your midos are telling you. That's what your midos are telling you. What are you doing by not reacting? You're going deeper than the midos. You're saying, you know what? That's true. That's the midos. But I'm not going to work with my midos. I'm going to go deeper than my midos. So he says like this. He says, every chet that a person did, the chet was with his midos. He had a midah that drove him a certain way, and that was the chet. It was the kavod, it was the kinah, the taiva. He had a certain midah, and the midah was driving him to do the chet. So the pgam that he accomplished was according to the midah. So it's according to the midah. It says, mavre al midosav means that you're willing to go deeper. Your tshuva is deeper than the midos. So it turns out that your tshuva is fixing a place which is deeper than you ever sinned. Because you only sinned with your midos. But now you're being mavra on your midos. So you're going deeper than the midos. You're finding a place that you never were pogging before, and you're connecting to that. And by fixing there, automatically everything else is fixed. Because you made a tikkun in a place that's deeper than the midos ever hit. And therefore, by going deeper than that, you know, it's like let's say you have weeds in the ground. So you could go pick out each weed, or you could take a shovel and start knocking them out, or you take a deep shovel, you go all the way down, you shovel out the dirt, now there's no more weeds. The Mavra Amidosa says is that you hit a place deeper than the deepest chet you did, because the deepest chet only has a koch to be pogim according to your midos. So there's a certain physicality in your chet. But there's no physicality in Mavra Amidosa because it's not working with midos, it's beyond midos. Midos will tell you to react, and you're now beyond the midos. So now your tikkun is in a higher place. So if your tikkun is in a higher place, that automatically fixes everything else. That's what Chazal say. Call mavir al midosav. If you can be mavir on your midos, then mavir al kolpshav. You fixed everything that your midos did wrong, because your midos did something, but now you went to a place deeper than the midos. But that's again, these are all these concepts from this, you know, the time of Lajan, this concept that everything. What we're doing in this world looks like very simple stuff. It's not simple at all. It's, you know, a lot more going on than what it seems like. And, you know, knowing this stuff puts us on a whole nother level. We're a lot of responsibility. All right. So again, we're still in the introduction to the Mishnah of Hay. Okay. So tomorrow, I think we will get into the Mishnah. But this is still
the imagination is worse than the action.